Today, Major League Baseball unveiled a new program to deal with players who use steroids and other banned substances. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig says the plan is a groundbreaking agreement designed to rid the game of performance-enhancing drugs.
Baseball has been criticized for the steroid testing program it implemented in 2002. The program did not penalize players who tested positive the first time, and it only tested players during the season, not year-round. The new plan, according to Commissioner Selig, provides much tougher drug testing. At a news conference today, Rob Manfred, baseball's executive vice president for labor relations, detailed what he called significant areas of change.
There will be off-season testing in baseball for the first time. That off-season testing will be applicable to all players, regardless of where they live during the off-season. In other words, testing will take place in all geographic areas, the Dominican, Venezuela, wherever we have players living during the off-season.
Manfred said penalties for steroid use will increase.
For the first time, we will have discipline for first-time offenders under the drug program. Such offenders will be suspended for 10 days. All the suspensions under this program are without pay.
The amount of time for suspensions increases with each positive test, up to a year's dismissal for a fourth offense. The plan also increases the number of times a player can be tested during the year, at least one test for every player, and no maximum number of tests. Also, the list of banned substances got longer. It now includes human growth hormone, so-called designer steroids, diuretics, and other substances used to mask drug use. The agreement was reached after a considerable amount of negative publicity for baseball in the last few months. Media reports linking star players Jason Giambi and Barry Bonds to steroids created such an uproar that lawmakers, even President Bush, called for action. Senator John McCain of Arizona threatened legislation if baseball players and owners didn't tighten up drug testing. Today on Capitol Hill, McCain called the new plan a significant step.
This agreement was demanded by the players. They're ahead of the union. And I want to congratulate the players. I spoke to many of them during this process who were concerned about their reputations as well as that of professional baseball.
While there was, in general, a self-congratulatory air surrounding today's announcement, longtime doping expert Dr. Charles Yeselas saw little reason for celebration. Yeselas says he's earned his right to be skeptical after researching and writing about doping for 25 years. And he says today's announcement is merely public relations, baseball's attempt to put a good face on a drug program that Yeselas says still has significant shortcomings.
From what I've been told, it's not going to include amphetamines, which have been a major part of baseball for almost a half century. Number two, who's going to oversee the testing? Is it a disinterested third party, or are they going to do the same thing that the National Football League does? They test themselves. It's the fox guarding the hen house problem.
A baseball official says testing will be performed by a certified independent drug testing company, and results will be analyzed in a laboratory approved by the highly regarded World Anti-Doping Agency. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.